It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, podcast time. Brock and Hunter, what's happening?
What's up?
What's up, dude?
All righty,
here we go. All right. That's what my gravestone's going to say. It's just all righty.
Up for grabs.
Here we go. Let's do it. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, maybe by the time you die, that they'll just have a little button on your tombstone where you can touch it.
Oh, dude.
And then it'd be like you. Mine would be the fuck away from my gravestone.
Hey! Don't you be digging me up now, you sons of bitches.
All right. No, mine would be. He'd put the button, dude, dig me up and bury me in Pet Cemetery.
I want to come back to life. That actually would be kind of cool to have. I know you can do, I've seen them before, but they're not cheap, where it's like a, I've seen it, like it has like a screen on there and it rotates pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you think about it, it can't be that
it's
hard.
Kind of like a picture frame.
Put like a little solar power thing on there, that power, that's all you could do.
There you go. Or just, how about the one where the, it's like the lady in the dress and the big picture frame. And then you look at it and you kind of get closer and all of a sudden,
it just
jumps out at you.
It's just you. It's you looking just at the, they think it's a picture and then you just, that'd be fun.
Huh?
Oh my God. God, he's a dick after he's dead too.
You know?
This is the worst.
I always thought it'd be funny to have like, you know, like skeleton bones you get for a Halloween, like yard decorations, like have those sticking out of the ground. Just make my tombstone area just a comedy bit. Whatever you think's gonna be hilarious.
I'm just gonna draw a dick on you. Put a little whiteboard so you can write messages on there.
Oh, dude, see
that's not a bad idea. No,
not,
or a little chalkboard.
Yeah,
but you know people are just gonna be drawing dicks on it. That's all they're gonna be doing. I know I would. I'd come to your grave, put some flowers down, and then draw just a big veiny triumphant bastard.
And like 4 minutes later, mom or grandma's gonna show up.
Damn it, Jesus! Who drew a dick? Okay. We really didn't have anything to talk about, but I want to bring this up because you're married. I'm married. Mm-hmm. We're both fairly newlyweds. You've been married.
We're hitched.
We're hitched. You've been married what now? 2 years or a year?
God, 2 years, I guess.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
When did you get married again?
What are we talking about?
What was the date of your marriage?
The date of my marriage was, so it was in Vegas, January 18th of 2018.
2018?
Yep.
So you've been married for a year and a half then?
Yeah, yeah.
Not 2 years. I got married September 1st, 2013. Mm. Kiki and I are celebrating 6 years this year, which is crazy. Do you and your wife ever notice you're dressed alike before you go out to things?
Sometimes she'll copy me and put down that camo jacket that I wear sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, not really.
No, you don't ever match outfits.
No, and if she does, I'll change because that's stupid.
Francis and Rosemary Klontz of Plumas Lake, California will have their 68th wedding anniversary next month. And for the 67 years they've been together, they have worn matching outfits every single day of their lives.
There's two types of people in this world. People that are like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are like, oh, my God. Surprised the guy's still alive.
I'm the, oh, my God. That's
cute.
Dumb.
Oh, I was going to say, man.
No, because.
I mean, I could, you know, cute little grandma and grandpa matching. But, dude, if you've been doing it for 67
every
years.
Every day?
You know, that means they were in their 20s doing it.
Yeah. They got married when they were 19. Now they're both 87. So when did the matching clothes start? Rosemary says, quote, my mother got us matching shirts when we were in high school. Well, I picked them out, and we've been matching ever since. Francis says he likes it, quote, she just lays it out for me, and I don't have to worry about a thing.
I think it's cute when you're old. When you're younger, it's kind of like a roll-your-eyes situation.
Yeah, it's like wearing an outfit with, like, your girlfriend's face on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm taken. And again, that's cute.
Stupid.
And I think it's awesome they've been married for 67 years, but you're telling me you wore the same, you matched outfits, so they got, like, okay, so he's wearing
the OG
hoodies. He's... No, those aren't the OG ones. Those are the ones that they just have now. But so he's wearing a purple shirt with like a purple tie. She's wearing a purple shirt with like a purple necklace. So it's not exactly matching. So maybe is it just more color coordinated?
Yeah. I mean, if you're older, it totally changes.
It is,
it's
but
a different
story.
And
to me, there'd be times, like, Kiki would never want to match with me.
No.
We've done that before accidentally. She's like, oh, my God. Like,
dude, if Kiki matched you every day, she'd be wearing Chucks.
She'd be dressed like a
holy white hound shirt. Either white or black, one of the two.
One of the two. You've noticed.
I noticed.
I got two of them, and I switch them out quite a bit. I don't know. I guess, yeah. It'd be cute if they started at 65.
Hey, you know what? If Kiki had to match you every day, there is one thing that dudes would love on her that she would have to match you on. Your open shirt, for God's sake. You have one button, fastened on your shirt every
day. I like to show off my cleavage.
Which means Kiki's boobies would have to be out.
Just titties out the whole time.
God.
Yeah, you imagine, though, at 67 years of marriage, she's still wearing those open button shirts.
You know you are.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, it's going to keep... Eventually, my shirt's just going to be open.
All right. It's going to be like a white rug with an open shirt.
You look so hot, bro.
I guess I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, this is cheesy and dumb.
Well, I will, because when you're older, it's different. It's cute. When you're younger, it's just like, come on, guys. We don't want to. We're not. That couple probably had gotten invited to parties and stuff after a while.
Couple.
Don't invite them. They're going to wear the same shit.
Or what do you think about you see the old people, if lost, return to Karen.
Yeah.
And then I'm Karen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Or I'm a stupid.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
That's actually funny.
I'm a stupid.
Or the ones where it says married. And then the other one says since on the name.
Yeah.
So married since, then one has 19, and then the other one has 58. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
We're talking about married phrases, too, real quick. It's funny you bring this up, because I have one in my house that somebody gave me when we got married as a wedding gift, and it's a sign. It's a homemade sign.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at it and staring at it the other day, and I was I was probably high. I was getting deep thoughts into this thing. And on the sign it says, "We decided on forever." And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what that reminds me of? Some fucking psycho girl probably made the, "Hey, we decided on forever.
Forever."
You know, like the thought behind the actual sign is pretty cool. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I could just see the person who made it.
Well,
which kind of bothered me for a second, because it's that psycho girl who's like, oh my God, I'm going to be with you forever.
But usually they aren't, though. That's the other thing. When I see it that much, it's almost like you're trying too hard.
Too hard.
Trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about, I might have, Brent, I was at a wedding not terribly long ago. And, of course, I do think there is something, you can go too far either way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the guy that is always ragging on his wife, it's like, dude, you sound miserable.
I know, and she's always hot.
Yeah, is there something, there's that to her. It's it's almost like the Lockhorns. Remember the commercial, or not the commercial, the comic? The Lockhorns, literally, it's just four different panels, and they're just annoying each other in each one.
Huh.
I love being married. I love my wife. I think it's great. Is it tough? Is it difficult at times? Absolutely. So I still like to have fun with it. I still like to play around. And there are days where I'm like, why did I marry this woman?
Right.
For God's sake. So you think that, but you're still happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to be the guy that's always like, oh, marriage sucks, bro. Dude, right. Never getting laid. She's just nagging me. Oh, I just got to golf just to get away. You sound miserable.
Don't be that guy.
You sound like a dick, or you could be too far. And when I was at a wedding not too long ago, we're all joking, doing the typical wedding stuff, blah, blah, blah. But this one guy... every time, I'd make a kind of a joke or something, he would go the complete opposite. Like, no, she saved me. And it's like, dude, I get it.
Way to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Just calm down. I get it. And to be fair, he did outshoot his coverage.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, all right, buddy.
We know.
How much ass kissing do you have to do? That's right. just calm it down.
Right.
Calm it
this
down.
This guy in the back of his brain is like, man, it's going to end at any moment.
Yeah.
And
it's the same thing on Facebook. You see those couples that... Literally one post, she's like, oh my God, he's such a dick, but airing your dirty laundry, and then 2 days later, this is what true love looks like.
And they're hugging and kissing.
You're just telling the world that your significant other is an asshole or a bitch or whatever it is. And it's like, just, I always keep it, and you and I share stuff, but we're close friends, there's certain people I will, but I keep a lot of it close to the vest.
That's how it should be.
And it should be.
You don't air all your shit out on Facebook.
No.
People just think they need to do
and
that for some reason.
On both ends of the spectrum. You can be that, ugh, all right, we get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But also sometimes it's like, I'm thinking, all right, so you never fight, really? It's all roses and champagne?
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
That's what marriage is. Marriage is tough.
Marriage is work.
It's like that house you walk into that you got invited to that party, and you walk in, and everything is just perfectly placed and
spotless.
I'm like, dude, this is not. This, are you showing the
I'm
house?
Not yet. Don't like, do, clean. That's fine. But
anybody live here?
Oh, when you're dusting above the cabinets that people don't see, it's like calm down.
My sister's like that. Yeah, I walk into her house, and she's a little overbearing on the decorations. Like, dude, you couldn't put your fist on the wall without touching something. Like, there's shit everywhere, dude. And it's all perfectly placed.
Yeah.
I mean, she cleans up when we come over, and it's nice. But, dude, I'm telling you, the house looks like days and days of cleaning. It's almost like, I don't want to touch anything. You know, I always call her out, too. I'm like, would you? Or, no, the last time I went there, I just walked in and just kind of touched a picture. So it was crooked. I, like, stared at her and did it. And she's like, I get it.
But now she's like, but seriously, fix it. Fix it right now. Well, and it's the same thing. And again, I'm glad Kiki takes pride in our house and when people come over. But it's almost like stressful. And this is no knock to her family, but we just had family in this last weekend. Mm-hmm. And by the time we got four other people in the house, it was a madhouse.
Oh, it was a madhouse.
You know, clothes everywhere. We had food here. And I mean, it's like
Griswold's family.
It's
Christmas,
like people live in there. And that's what happens. You know, now now we got to clean again because we got friends coming in here. And it's like, you can have a clean house and all that, but it doesn't need to be spotless. Like, I still live here. Even though you're visiting, I still live here.
Yeah, I'll tidy up, but, I'll kick the shoes in the corner.
Exactly.
Just kind of spread it out like the peas on your plate that you didn't want to eat.
Everything's underneath the bed.
Right, you know?
Exactly.
Underneath the sheet. So, you know, in regards of couples, too, this is another thing that's been bothering me lately. I saw it this morning. I'm like, ugh, facepalm. Keep scrolling. It was on Facebook. The couples who go to something like... we'll take the Berrien County Youth Fair as example. It's something that happens every year. You're not on vacation. You know, you probably go every year. And you scroll through and you find the couple that's at the Berrien County Youth Fair. And they got three pictures. And then the little picture on the side that says plus 34.
Yeah.
You need 34 fucking pictures? Like, you're not in Cancun.
No, you're not taking a huge family vacation.
You don't need to snap a shot every single time you like move or do something.
Yeah.
Oh, this is eating corn dogs. This is us in the fun mirror. This is me in front of the donkey. This is me on the ride. And it's like, oh my God. Like, enjoy your time.
Yeah. You're spending more time taking pictures.
Hire a photographer.
But again, what that is then, too, is it's like we need to show everyone how in love we are.
Absolutely.
And show everyone what a great time we're having together. I don't give a shit if nobody knows.
Half the time, those people are the exact opposite.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You can go too far in one end of the spectrum either way. And again, I want people to be in love. Being in love is great. I love being in love. But it's like, that's between me and my wife.
Yeah, you don't need to prove it to anybody else on either end of the spectrum. Because you know why? People know.
Yeah.
People just know.
Yeah.
People are smart. People feel it. Like when they're around a couple. Like, I can be around a couple. And I feel like I'm pretty good at this because I do a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. But I can feel... like, if a couple is, like, a legit couple or not, you're like, you know, I can almost kind of point to some couples, I'm like, 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. That shit's going to go to the...
Well, yeah, and as soon as you get up and you see that live, laugh, love, and true love lives here, and you're like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you don't need quotes above your door to remind you how to be a good person.
Quotes that you didn't write
on
stuff you didn't make. To show, like, this is it. Yeah.
Right. It's always forever. It's always like the curse of forever word. It's always some stupid
or
womanly quote.
Or at least until the kids are out of the house because we're staying together because of the kids.
Right. Oh, my God. There's so much truth to
that. Oh, my God. Anyway. Well, you and I were real doggy on people today.
Yeah, hell of it. Why not? You know?
You and your stupid couple photos.
Right.
You know what? You know what are their name? Harold and Maude.
Dude, you know what's funny? All right, I'm going to talk about this. The other night, I was in the hot tub with my wife, and we started making out.
I know, I saw.
Were you? Oh, nice. Sorry. That was you? Holy shit. You got a big donger, dude.
Jesus Christ. No, I was saying I was watching from the bushes, man. Good God, Hunter.
Good Lord. Yeah, I took it to the whole new level. But, dude, we were making out in the hot tub. You know, last time that I think we made out?
Actually make out, yeah.
I'm telling you, maybe the first, second year of our relationship. Yeah. This is like 6 years ago. It was fun. Weird, man.
It's fun.
You know,
we were a little
sussed up.
Yeah.
But we were doing it, and then because it sucks in a hot tub. And I mean, you don't even try it, trust me.
No.
But we get done, you know, like kind of, you know, kissing, sucking face, and like, kind of look at each other like, well, that was awkward. You know, like we both were just like, we don't need to do that to like more prove to each other.
Yeah, yeah. You get more professional as you get older. Yeah. You keep it more like an escort. It's like, hey, I'll kiss you.
Before then, I couldn't tell you the last time I had my tongue in her mouth.
It's been a while.
A long time. Long time. And you know, I don't, it doesn't bother her. Yeah. She's not like, we never make out.
You never hold my hand in public.
Because anytime she would ever say that, why?
Yeah.
Why? I already know I can get laid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
just stick it in there. Just get done.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you know we'll like
Hallmark
kiss
channels on
certain situation like Christmas. You know, and birthday. Yeah, you know, we'll kiss, but
you don't want to show off.
God,
it's gross. If I saw you two do that in public, I'd be like, hey, knock it off.
You know, just like the full like what kind of couples are that? They're fresh. They're fresh couples.
Yeah. Fresh couples for sure. No, you got to put some age on you.
You know, but it depends on the type of people because I think you and Kiki are pretty affectionate. Oh, I know you guys are affectionate.
Yeah, you've seen it.
But that's your personality. It's both of your personalities. Yeah. You both are very affectionate.
But I wouldn't do it out like if we're like.
You're not getting off the twister at the Barron County Youth
Fair. No, sucking face. No.
That was such a good ride.
Yeah, or just like sitting there on a picnic table, like making out. I'm like, stop it.
Really are into each other. Huh?
Have matching outfits too. Gross. Well, anyway, there you go.
Stupid couple.
You guys, yeah. Francis and Rosemary, you take your matching outfits and shove them right up your ass. I'm just kidding. Congratulations on 68 years, guys. That's great.
Right.
In
your
20s,
shove it up your ass.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
You're good.
Now you're good. Now you can do it. Now you can do it.
Because you're about to die.
Watch when he gets married. He's like, don't match my outfit when I'm dead. Sitting in the casket.
Do you think they'll do that? You think they'll have matching outfits?
Think they'd have to keep going with it?
Yeah.
But that's got to take a lot of work. Anyway, but they look happy. Look at them.
Yeah.
They're probably still banging.
You think you'll be banging at that age?
I hope so.
I don't think I will be.
I think so.
I'm already going downhill.
Like, that's exhausting. It's exhausting. The hard part I'm at right now is balancing jerking off and having sex.
Right.
Because here's the thing, is that obviously my...
balance.
You have to.
This is a good therapeutic session.
Because here's what it is. And I'm, you know what? My sex drive is still higher than Kiki's at this point. They always say that women peak in like their late 30s and 40s. Okay?
I'll tell you what your problem is right here. She gets off work too late.
Our schedules are,
yeah.
But you know, I do.
You get that 3 hours of downtime.
And you know what? Something,
God, I'm jerking.
Like something, yeah. Like some hot chick will come up on the TV and you're like, maybe I'll just scroll.
I got 3 hours.
I'm on the Chive and like I'm just like, oh, let's check out the babes in and out of uniform. And I'm like, well, now I'm round up.
Oh, damn it, it moved. All right.
All right, here we go. And then she comes home and when she is in the mood, it's like, oh, I gotta power through this one, buddy.
Right, right.
Come on, let's go.
I'm coughing dust over here.
I'm not 22 anymore, 23 before.
No, you pow,
pow, pow.
Four, five a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Now it's like, all right. I probably won't finish hard.
Soft finish.
I got there.
All right.
I got there, but boy, did I have to focus. I had to dig deep into the old bank back there.
That was a real doozy, huh?
You gotta balance it. Because if I use up all my steam, I'm done, bro.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let me ask you a question. When you're done, you gotta get up and walk around a little bit, kind of stretch out.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Full disclosure, because we're buddies.
Like nobody, like in the movies when they just sit there and lay next to each other.
No, that never happens. Usually I get up to clean her up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, and get cleaned up, and then we're back. All right, let's get dinner cooked or whatever.
I think I just need to stretch my legs out, too. Because
the last time that happened, she, not going to lie, she took care of me.
Oh, yeah.
All right? She went the full 100-yard dash.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Nice.
Like a champ.
Nice.
And I had to sit there for a while going, holy shit, you sucked the soul out of me. Like, I sat there.
Well, what happened?
I sat there on the bed for a while, just looking at the ceiling, like, whoa.
You kind of blacked out. Blacked out for a second.
I'm like, that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did to deserve that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to enjoy it here. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that was a random.
If any of my family members are listening,
jump back to like 2 minutes and listen to that part again. You know?
And we should have ended with happy anniversary to Francis and Rosemary.
And their 5-year plan.
And their 5-year plan. All right.
Of matching and not dying.
Oh, honey, you look so nice. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. Mm-hmm. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. Let's have sex.